So let's get personal for a minute. No two bodies menopause the same. And you know what? I've got a great way for you to find out a little bit more about your menopause journey and custom tailor what you need to cannonball into this time of life with confidence. Ourkindra.com, OurKindra.com. It's a company I talk about often. It's a company by women for women. The products are safe and effective and help you on your menopause journey. It's all about community over at Kindra, and that's why I would encourage you to check out their site and go to their quiz. It's a way to get to know you a little bit better, and then they custom tailor a plan to your unique interests. So go check it out. And while you're there, check out the products and use the code AMY20, AMY20, for 20% savings. We got this, ladies. You can thank me later. Hey there, I'm Amy Schmidt, and welcome to this episode of the Fearlessly Facing 50 podcast. I'm so happy you're joining me today, and thanks for making time. Thanks so much for taking time, because I know how valuable time is, especially in the summer when we really want to chase slow, right? And we really want to take time to restore and recharge. So I know that the time spent that you're listening to the podcast, I want it to add value to your life. And today's episode will do just that. I have an amazing guest with me today, Dorothy Miller Shore from Prime Women Media. Dorothy's basically in her second career and is now running the largest online publication for women over 50. And it continues to expand. We're a force, ladies. We truly are. So sit back and relax and enjoy my conversation with an incredible woman that's an incredible visionary with a mission that just keeps on growing. Welcome to the show, Dorothy Miller Shore from Prime Women Media. Enjoy. So I have to continue to share this amazing book because I'd love for you to purchase a copy. It's over at harpercollins.com. And it's by Susan Wiggs, who is an amazing author. She's a New York Times bestseller. In her newest book, that's out in paperback, because it was out before in hardcover, is called The Lost and Found Bookshop. And if you like Ellen Hillebrand, all of those types of books for summer reading, you will love this one. It's a novel that book lovers basically feel is the perfect summer read. And I have to tell you a little bit about it, because the main character is Natalie Harper, and she inherits this charming but financially strapped bookshop in San Francisco, and at the same time becomes a caretaker for her ailing grandfather. For some reason, you know, books really tap into our emotions, and this book provides solace for those that might experience grief or struggle. People magazine calls this book a feel-good family saga, a charming tale about the silver linings of unwanted detours. So it's right up our alley over here at Fearlessly Facing 50. So go to harpercollins.com and check out The Lost and Found Bookshop by Susan Wiggs. You'll enjoy it. Well, today I'm thrilled to have with me a great guest, an inspiring guest, and someone that I can't wait to hear her journey and her story as to how she launched this brand, this business, this incredible blog, and how it's exploded. And so we're just going to get started. You know, it's funny in this business how I come across incredible women doing amazing things over the age of 50. And the beauty of that is, and I know we'll get into this in the conversation, is how the power of connections and collaborating and learning from each other. So I just am so, so pleased to have Dorothy Shore with me today from Prime Women. And welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Amy. Delighted to be on your show.
So one of the things I really want to learn from you, Dorothy, is just how you had the courage and the confidence to launch your business. So let's go back to that and just a little intro of who you are and how you got started.
Perfect. Okay. Well, I am obviously Dorothy Shore, and I have been an entrepreneur all my life. I started an ad agency and I turned it over after 35 years.
Wow.
To my daughter and her husband. I know. I mean, you know.
Good for you.
It's pretty amazing. With that, I have a good friend, Valerie Freeman, who is one of the co-founders. She and I, we joke all the time that our favorite motto is, how hard could it be? Of course, we found
that down.
It can be very hard. And so she and I were really the instigators. We had two other women that joined us as co-founders. And we kind of started with, you know, all of us putting in a little money. And because I had stepped out of my business and I knew a little something, I certainly knew a little bit about the internet,
right.
But I knew nothing about publishing. But again, that didn't stop us. Here we go. So anyway, it's been a really interesting journey. We may have a little misstep. Really, 2 years into it, did we learn why we just Google was not growing us at all, not indexing our articles. And we discovered that when we first tried to buy the URL primewomen.com, it wasn't available. So we launched with our legal name, which is Women in Their Prime rather than Prime Women. But then right before the site went live, it came up for sale, primewomen.com. So I said, we got to buy that because that's going to be our name.
That's your thing. Yep.
Auto. And didn't occur to me to do a search on that URL. But we discovered 2 years into it. So now we're talking about 2016. Finally, that the reason we were going nowhere is because that URL was originally a porn site in 2011. So, right? Anyway.
You can't make that up. No.
No. And of course, any guy I tell that to, they're like, well, yeah, prime women. But anyway, so it took all of 48 hours to petition the internet gods that we were not a porn site. And then things started to take off. So really, we've had about 5 years to get going. And then somewhere into it about, oh, I guess it's been almost 3 years ago, we decided that in order to really grow, we needed to take in some investors. Not a lot. We didn't raise a lot of money. But we took in some investors just to help kind of speed this up. And of course, that's made a big difference. We also bought another website about a year and a half ago who actually started after us, but they were targeting pretty much the same audience, and that helped give us a nice little boost. And so we just growing and going, we started expanding into other things because the model we originally built it on, that you could just grow a big site and somebody's going to come along and buy you and you don't have to make any money. Well, that changed. That changed quite a bit, and no one's interested in you if you don't have a good revenue stream. And just getting a big site, it doesn't have the value. So that's when we started getting into some other things. Second Act program, we launched Plate, which is our weight loss program, primarily Plate. We finally got a app launched on that recently. So that's
starting. Oh, that's huge. Yeah.
We also have a program that we're again launching to doctors because we found that we are such a good source for our readers.
Oh yeah.
Because other women in your market, they know who the best cosmetic dentist is or plastic surgeon or that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So we just launched that. And then the very newest that's going to launch probably end of probably 1st of June, we're launching something called Prime Women TV.
Really?
Yes.
Good for you. That's awesome. And
so we're going to have some programming, probably 4 shows that we'll put out there to start. So that's Prime Women. So
isn't that amazing? You know, when I'm reflecting on your words, you know, there's a part of you that must be very brave, right? Have you always been? I mean, I think with bravery is also a confidence. And you're a confident woman. I mean, you talk about having some missteps. Well, of course, with the website name. But you know what? I think we learn as we get older that, yeah, that's going to happen. Like when I did my first podcast episode, I thought it was going to win 1,000,000 awards. I thought it was the greatest. You know, I share this story. I shared it on the TED stage. I forgot to push record. You know, we have these missteps. But as we get older, we find our courage and our confidence and say, okay, we can recalibrate and figure it out and continue to grow. Do you think you've always had this sense of confidence?
I don't know that I had that at all in high school or even college. I did not. I was pretty insecure from feeling like I was not on the level with others because I grew up in Eastern Kentucky. I was one of 12 children.
Wow.
I was poor. And, you know, I felt insecure around other people who, right, particularly if they weren't poor, like, right, I was.
Right.
So it took a while. It took a while for me to come into my own. And that probably didn't happen till late 20s. Did I say, you know what, you know, I'm pretty smart and I can do this. And I've always been a risk taker. So you have to be in this business. Anyone who's an entrepreneur is a taker. And if you've ever done any of those profiles about who you are, et cetera, mine's like 95% to a fault. I developed bravery. So
I love that. You developed bravery. I think it's amazing. I think it's amazing. So when you really sat back and thought about launching this, because it's really a digital magazine, beyond that, with all of the other subsets of what you're doing, you know, did you ever have those times when fear set in? Because, you know, as I talk to women all over the world and, you know, have built this Fearlessly Facing 50 and Beyond community, there's so many women that get stuck and that fear sets in and they say, oh, you know, I can't do it. Whether it's a perfection thing, which, you know, I say I'm a recovering perfectionist. Whether it's procrastination, women say, oh, I'm going to lose 10 pounds next year. I'll start then. Or, you know, oh, I can't do it. It's not going to be perfect. What do you say to those women? Since you are, I mean, the market research you've done with this business, you know, this mindset of women, what would be some strategies and encouragement you would tell them?
I will tell you this, that it is always too soon to quit. And I understand if anyone has the idea that I had no sleepless nights over the past 7 years, that I didn't wake up or in the middle of the night going, what am I doing? I'm never going to make this work. And then the bigger one came was when we took in investors, because I felt such a load on me. I cannot lose their money. And it just was heavy, heavy weight on me. And I would examine it. But, you know, in the light of day, I would look at it again and go, you know what, I can do this. And I have a strong faith. Mm-hmm. And I would say that has been a big part of it. I have a strong, strong faith. And I leaned into that when I was scared. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you something, what people have to understand is that men and women, that you're going to fail. You're going to fail all the time. But failing and starting again does not make you a failure. And so, you know, there are some times you really do need to just pull the plug if you're an entrepreneur. And you know, you might need to get some advisors to tell you that might tell you that, hey, you're really going nowhere. But I probably would have ignored them because... Okay. I thought, you know what? No, I will find a way. I will find a way to make this work. And that's what you've got to do every day. You just get up and you look at it again and say, okay, what if I did this? I will try this. and you keep learning and going and learning right. and going. Right. And that's what you do. That's
yeah. What you do. That lifetime learning. I know when I sat in this very house with, you know, now sitting here by myself going, well, where did Amy go? She was a journalist. She was all of these things. She was the ultimate volunteer, you know, because I was raising my children and my husband was traveling and we moved 11 times. But you find a way and you also find this confidence. And I think I find more and more women at this age of a certain age are really finding a confidence that may have been buried a little bit. And all of a sudden they're saying, wow, I think I can do that. You know, I think it's incredible. And I think the content that you provide for women is amazing because it encourages them. It makes them think differently. Some of your articles really challenge people. And I think that's great. And some are great, like about white jeans, where in the world to buy great white jeans. That was just recent. And exactly. I loved it. And I think there was Land's End on there, right? Wasn't Land's End listed? I think so.
Yeah.
And that's a Wisconsin company. I'm a born and raised Wisconsin girl now on the East Coast, but I love the content. Do you feel when you launched this that women were really ready for this, that, you know, women in their prime, were they ready for this?
We knew that. We knew that instinctively that we felt left out. And there's lots of people getting into this more now.
Absolutely.
There's lots of small websites out there. So far we haven't uncovered anyone as large as us, thankfully.
I agree. Yeah.
So we still have, I think, a great opportunity to really own this market. And that's what we want to do. We want to own this market in every category, and provide the very best content we can.
Right.
I'm very fortunate to have just wonderful experts. I mean, we don't do as much business articles as we once did because women didn't seem to read them. No. But we're going to start back with some more about that, about retirement and all those sorts of things, because we have the best writers you could possibly have between myself and Valerie and our British entrepreneur who's part of it. We know some of the most successful women and they write for us. So we do need to get back in that, but the doctors that we've partnered with, they're amazing. We've started webinars. We've had like 3 or 4 really successful webinars.
Fantastic.
We've got another one coming up next Wednesday, which is going to be fabulous because we are interviewing a doctor who's part of the whole research study at the University of Southern California's Longevity Institute.
Oh, and, sure. Okay. I'm very familiar with that. That's fabulous.
To stay healthy for much longer and what's involved in that. So, it's been great. And it's wonderful to bring these kind of programs to women our age. So.
It really is. And I will promote that on my site because that's fabulous. I'm familiar with that. You know, about longevity and that whole research. There's also one at MIT, I think, that's pretty similar, that does interesting case studies and market research, but that's phenomenal. And that's what we need. You know, we need to be fed with things that are going to add value. And I think that's wonderful. You know, you said earlier that you sold your ad agency to your daughter, right? That's just incredible.
Didn't sell, gave, but yes.
Right. Exactly.
Well, they would say sold because they have supported me during this so that, you know, I didn't have to take a name. So yeah, I guess I did sell it to them because they've been giving me a salary. So, which is great.
Yeah. And, you know, I think that's so great. You know, I look at this too, for us, for our younger generations, for my daughter, who is a young adult navigating the world, you know, and your daughter sees you taking on new challenges, like, you know, unstoppable, limitless. And we are very different from, you know, they say we're not, it's not our, you know, grandmother's midlife crisis, or it's not our mom's, you know, it's very different. But I love that my daughter can see me engaging, learning friendships that are so important, that are so challenging for women at any age, and kind of seeing me forge ahead with that. And I bet your daughter feels that same way. Do you feel like she views you through a different lens now that you've taken this on and it's just exploded?
Yes, absolutely. Of course, you know, my daughter is always kind of like, you know, amazed. She doesn't truly get me. She's not got, we do not have that. She's not a risk taker. And it was good for her to take over a long-term standing business that had you know, its odds of failing are pretty, you know, low.
Right.
And she does have a more entrepreneurial husband who is a great salesperson. So it's worked out well for her. But
good combo.
The same personality. But it's interesting to watch my two granddaughters who are, one will be soon be turning 16 and one soon turning 18. And it's interesting to watch the two of them. So I think they are inspired to do whatever they want to do out there. And that's what I hope they've seen. And they know that I've struggled with this. And I've not hid that from them.
Right. You know, right. You're transparent. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's hard work and it's perseverance. And yes. I want to ask you a question because I'm so intrigued and inspired by what you've done. And so I talk a lot about cannonballing with confidence. Cannonball's name of my book. And, you know, I always create that visual when I give talks about, you know, going to the end of the high dive and cannonballing off and making that huge splash, not getting stopped. You know, it might not be pretty, but you got to start ugly, all of that. And I talk about the essence of a cannonball moment, which would be a moment in your life that you really feel like you cannonballed. You cannonballed with confidence. What would that look like for you, Dorothy?
I would say the running out there and just jumping off into would be the start of Prime Women. Because, you know, with the ad agency, I had worked in that field. I had, you know, my client came with me. I mean, it was nowhere near like this. This was going into something clueless, truly, other than having a little internet knowledge. So that was cannonballing for me.
That's cannonballing. Absolutely. That's embracing just life, learning something new, you know, channeling that inner novice is what I always say. And I love that because it just makes you feel empowered. You know, you write about and you share all of this valuable insight for women, self-care, self-love, empowerment things. How do you take care of yourself? Because being an entrepreneur, I know it too. You can be working 24/7.
I do a lot. That's true. My husband would tell you I work 24/7, which is why I am getting turning over the day to day. So I'm not so working so much. I would say that as far as caring for myself, I am I've always been physically fit.
Well, you know, we're talking about the importance of staying active and staying physically fit and, you know, moving your body. And you were sharing about that because you make that a priority. You carve out time for that.
I do. I do. And I will tell you another thing. Sitting a lot is really, really bad for you. So I have a little $39 thing I got from Amazon.
Gotta love Amazon.
Desk, you can adjust exactly to the right height so that your arms aren't going to hurt your, you know, and if I do happen to wear heels, which I like to work out of my office, out of my ad agency, right. I don't like them. But I have a pair of tennies under my desk and I always put those on. Most of them I've got on tennis shoes anyway. I have a nice pad and I stand. So I highly recommend that. Start standing.
Exactly. You know, that's so true. There are so many standing desks. My husband does that. You know, he used to travel 3 days a week and now it's, he's working from home and he stands all the time. It is. And we are sitting so much more. I think that's so interesting. Well, you know, I'm going to link everything. You have so much going on at Prime Women too. I'm excited. And I actually want to talk to you about that television, that show series that you're doing. Cause I think it sounds amazing and so valuable for women. And just everything that you do, all of your content, I'm going to share everything as well as I want to get a link to that event that you're doing next week. I'll put out before the episode drops, actually. I want to share that with the Longevity Institute at USC. Yes. I think that's phenomenal information for women. So, Dorothy, I'd love to close with this. It's a question I ask all of my guests, and that is, if you were sitting on the couch and you look over to your left and there's Dorothy at 30, what advice would you give her?
I would tell her to have no fear and go for it. Just keep your eye on the goal and realize that, you know, you've got as much talent as anyone, more grit probably, and go. Be fearless.
because mm-hmm. that's how you're going to succeed in this life. Mm. Be fearless.
Be fearless. I love it. And you certainly exemplify that. I'm proud of you. And there's so much more to come.
Thank you so very much. It's been lovely to be on this podcast. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. We'll be in touch. Thanks so much for tuning in the episode today. You know what? I love to engage with my community. There's nothing better than linking arms and furthering the conversations. If you haven't left a review yet, and you're finding the content of the podcast engaging and inspiring you in some way, if you haven't yet, leave a podcast review on Apple. And go ahead and follow me on socials. I'm everywhere, man. Instagram, amy.k.schmidt. You can follow me there. And on Facebook, I have a page called Fearlessly Facing 50. 50 is spelled out. As well as a great group that launched a few months ago. It's interactive, engaging, and it's all like-minded people that are linking arms and cheering each other on through challenges and through celebrations. Check it out on Facebook. It's called Cannonball, Make Your Splash with Confidence. And if you're a Twitter person, now I don't tweet much, to be honest, but Amy Facing 50, I'm there on Twitter as well. So like I always say, go forth and be awesome. Love yourself and reach out to someone who really could use a little love this week. Be in touch soon.